Right, monotone voices, yeah?
Yeah.
Hold on, Nick.
Sorry.
We're just going to do an interview, but we need to do something for the music.
Chill out. Thanks.
Chill out. Is this the bus, man?
Yeah, this is the bus.
It's cool, like, the screen and the stuff is good. Listen, I know you've probably been interviewed, you know, so many times, and this is radio, so don't try not to swear too much. We spoke on the phone recently, didn't we?
Yeah,
and that's so great. So, who's Alex?
Yep.
I know I kept calling you Andy, didn't I?
Yeah, I remember that one of them
listening. It gets in here, doesn't it?
I remember it, because he was walking around the garden, like, all the washing's hanging up, and he's sort of halfway throwing it out when you were...
Do you know, I've been playing your tunes all the time, and you know, I said I think I'm going to go and buy a Capri. It's already there. I'm thinking, I need one of those Capris. It's such great 80s kind of style music.
Yeah.
And
Opal Mentor, that's the one.
You hadn't played with Mad. You were just about to play with Mad.
Yeah, we did it last weekend. Yeah,
great. How'd it go?
Lovely.
Fantastic. Love every second of it. I mean, like, it was such a great lineup. We started it, and then it was Neville Staple with his band, and then Madness. It was just an amazing evening. And
I mean, they're big inspirations to us, especially on this album. Yeah, it's quite heavily influenced by Madness, and just playing with your heroes, really. It was incredible.
I was DJing last night, and I put some Madness on, and it's really weird when you're doing like clubs, and you put on. I put on a bit of Bob Marley, and then we put on some Madness, and it's still great music.
Where
are
you DJ?
I was DJing in Brentwood, in Hart Street, which is just behind the High Street of Brentwood.
Right.
We have a lot of people come in, fill a pub, I suppose, to the Sugar Up.
Right.
Which is quite well known.
Yeah.
So I'm joined by Missing Andy, and it was on the Sunday Lunch Show not too long ago. This is Alex, and also...
I'm Rob, the bass player.
And Steve, the guitarist.
And we're at the Music Crowds Festival. And what time are you on, lads?
We're on about 8 o'clock, I think.
8 o'clock. Good. What you got planned for your set? Because I'm looking forward to it.
Well, as always, we're just going to go out there and just, you know, give it our all, enjoy it, and just lots of energy. Hopefully they'll enjoy it, which I'm sure they will.
We got the new single we're playing, which is Kings for the Weekend.
I know, I've been playing it on the radio, it's cool.
Nice one.
It's available download now, isn't it?
Yep.
I think since there's a beat going on in the background, we should do this interview to a beat. We are here in the van having an interview, and Alex is going to take go over now.
Got some lyrics for the Kings of the Weekend with that.
But we're playing lots of tracks off the new album, which is
Generation Silence.
Yeah. Yes, Generation Silence. That'll be out at the end of October.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be good. Yeah, I was saying to Alex earlier on, I see a new version of Kings of the Weekend video.
Yeah, we thought because half the video
well,
is
some of it. I'll see some of it.
Yeah, because I mean, half the video of Kings of the Weekend is like plot
storyline.
Yeah, storyline, and then like the sort of the arse end of it is us on stage, you know, at a gig. And we thought the shots look so good for this part of the gig that we had enough footage for the whole song, so we thought let's release that as well, so everyone can see the whole performance. So it was really cool. So we thought we'd use it.
And you've done the videos for the albums.
We're still looking at treatments and stuff for the new singles, which you may
I think we're going to use the same director again, Brad Watson.
Yeah, the director did really well on King's Weekend. He sort of captured our kind of vision and stuff, and sort of just got the music and got the band straight away. So we thought, might as well use him again. He comes up with good ideas.
There's been a lot of people in the past we've kind of optioned videos to, and it's not as well. You know, we spent money on videos, we're happy with them. We've always made our own videos.
Yeah, we're such a DIY band. We always have been. We do it our own way, like I said, do our own album covers and music and stuff. And we've often directed our own videos. And like Rob said, every time we outsource it, it someone seems to screw it up. But Brad was the first guy that actually kind of did it the way we would have done it, but better.
I know the TV crew touched on the, we did on the phone interview about the Sky programme.
Yeah.
And, it can do really well for some and not for others. Mm. Have you found it more negative than positive?
It's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. Like, obviously, it was great to play to all that bit when we gained a load of new fans to it from the show. So,
I mean, you know what I noticed? Like, negative and positive. The positivity comes from the people that saw us, the people that watch us, the people that come to gigs. Like I said, we loved you on that TV show, loved you on the TV show. Any negative stuff you get from like the snobbery people at music magazines or bookers for gigs. They're the ones that seem to have a problem with it, even though everyone that saw you on it and bought the music absolutely loves it. So it's like the same sort of snobby musical culture we have in this country.
I mean, the thing is, I've spoken to most of the people today, and it's quite quiet, the weather's been, and there's been a bit of transport problems today, but a lot of the people I've spoken to are looking forward to seeing Missing Andy, which is good.
It's always good to hear.
We're loving the festivals at the moment. It's good summer vibe.
So, we never got behind the how you got the name. I know everyone's going to keep going, how did you get the name? And he didn't answer the question.
We lied to
I know it was a few beers, wasn't it?
We lied to the last person. But We lie to everyone, to be fair.
So I was going to call it. Now, next thing I'll be on air, and I'll be calling it Missing Alex.
I was thinking of changing the name to that, to Mark, anyway.
Then you wouldn't be able to come to any gigs.
Well, yeah.
Oh, is that what
just, I was just call it Alex Greaves and the Andy.
That's not too bad, is it? Change your name.
Alex Greaves and the others.
Some places,
I spoke, there's quite a few unsigned bands here. You're like, you're okay, you're signed up. And I spoke to the Filthy Habits earlier on. They was on the...
Are they getting that up yet?
Yeah, no, they're in the beer tent at the moment. Still, they're not on until about 7. They'll be near at 1. So that'll be interesting. And they was at the Live and Unsigned. They played the O2 last week.
Yeah.
And you was there. I know you was at the Basildon one. So
that was wicked.
We got asked to do a few guest appearances for the Live and Unsigned thing, obviously, because we are no longer unsigned.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, they got us down the O2, and that was an awesome crowd. I mean, we went in about a 20-minute set, but we just, you know, played 5 or 6 songs and just blew the roof off the place. It was really good.
I had some good reports from the bands. They said they all said you was really nice lads, and you helped them out. And you know, they're struggling to find that foothold which you've already got. They're trying to find their own videos.
You've got to find a different way of doing it. We went to the TV show, but we've had a lot more experience than just.
And you got your own crew bus. They haven't even got that yet.
You can't make it without having a van.
It'd be nice to have a driver though.
It's like we said.
Even though I don't drive, so.
It's like we were saying like before. There's so many bands that form and so many bands that split up, and you just got to persevere. And you know, if you
that is the biggest thing, is perseverance.
And I'm glad to see you're on the vodka.
You've got to take the knockbacks because it comes at you from every angle.
It's having like the belief and the passion in your own music, belief in what you're doing is the right thing. And no matter how many sort of knockbacks or turndowns you get, whatever they say, they're wrong. You're right.
It's prioritising as well. If you've got something else important,
you might as well give up.
Yeah.
If you've got something more important in your life as well, then you're wasting time.
And I know a lot of the people are probably going to interview you are going to come up with the same questions, and I'm sorry to go, you know, drone on and on. You know, what's next for Missing Annie? But I've seen your website, and you've got quite a bit coming up. You've done quite a bit. Mm-hmm. What is the next? Let's say there's not the next step. What's the next goal for you boys?
We're going to be touring around September and just promoting the album that'll be coming out late October. So hopefully, I mean, the plan is just get the album to as many people as possible and just let them hear it, because it is a fantastic album. You're going to love it. It's the best album for about 15, 20 years, like, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinion. So yeah, just get the album out there, really, is the next step. Yeah.
And the only way you're going to hear tracks off the album before October is coming to see us live.
Yeah.
That's it. No leaking on the internet or nothing.
No. Well, listen, it's a great album. It's great. I love Alive, by the way. It's my favourite track. I like The Kings for the weekend, but Alive is the favourite track for me. Wish you well. Welcome. Thanks for joining me on Phoenix FM. Next time we'll have to get you in the studio for your live set or something.
Definitely, in the future.
So, you're on at
8 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock.
We've been told 8. So.
I reckon so. Oh, okay.
Look forward to that. I'll see that. Hopefully we'll catch you in the beer tent later.
Cool. All right, thanks, mate.
Cheers, lads.
Hey.